I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a new women's pro sports team coming to the Bay Area. Next season, San Jose will usher in the Professional Women's Hockey League. We're joined live in studio by our own Mike DeWald. Mike has played his fair share of adult league hockey. He's covered the sport. Mike, you've covered the Sharks. You've covered the Valkyries. What does this mean to the Bay Area sports landscape?
It means a couple things. Exciting announcement for especially hockey fans, sports fans in the Bay Area. You know, the first is the obvious recognition here. The Bay Area has become a destination for women's sports. It's joining basketball, joining soccer, baseball, football, all now with pro teams here in the region. But at the same time, it's also a reflection of how hockey has grown here in general. You've got the resurgence of the Sharks. Their minor league team is the Barracuda. You've got youth teams here. You've got adult league teams here. San Jose's adult league is one of the largest in the country. I think there's 3,500 players playing in San Jose right now. So at the same time, I can tell you there's some surprise around this. Even those close to the team were surprised at how quickly this emerged, how quickly this came together. We did a story late last week that there were starting to be rumblings that this could happen. The PWHL's in the midst of a big expansion, and San Jose really wasn't one of those cities that was ever mentioned. You think of your traditional hockey markets like Buffalo or big metro areas like Los Angeles. So the speed at which this happened is quite a surprise, but I think for a lot of local hockey fans, a welcome surprise.
Now, I don't think the team has a name yet. They're going to play at SAP Center, home of the Sharks, and if people wonder, gee, can they get any people in there? We point out that the Valkyries have sold out every game they've ever played at home at Chase Center.
That's right. I mean, that will be, there is some risk to this. This will be a test of hockey as a market in San Jose. You know, San Jose is a hockey city. The Sharks, of course, had some lean years there for the past 5 or 6 years where the team was in a rebuild. It wasn't doing well. SAP Center is full once again for Sharks games. That's translated to the Barracuda having more success over at TechCU Arena. So there definitely definite excitement here, but certainly playing in the big building alongside the two seasons will happen parallel to each other. So there will be a lot of at least room to grow for the team there in San Jose.
And anybody wondering about the quality of the players coming in, I don't know if we'll have a female Macklin Celebrini, but this pro league, the Professional Women's Hockey League, these are Olympic gold medalists.
Absolutely, and there's a Bay Area tie there. The Olympic gold medal winning captain for Team USA, Hillary Knight, was born in Palo Alto. Now, she didn't live here long, but we're going to claim her as our own anyways. Kendall Coyne Schofield was a broadcaster here in the Sharks organization, and Dominic Petrie was an alum of the Junior Sharks. So, as you mentioned, there are Olympians in this league. There are a lot of familiar names because a lot of times they have relation to NHL players. They're brothers and cousins, and so the skill level here is high.
And when does the season run? When can we expect this new team to start playing in San Jose?
So the current season is in its finals right now. It is the Ottawa Charge against the Montreal Victoire. So expect the season to come next fall. If they follow the same timeline, if the league follows the same timeline that it did when it introduced the last round of teams in Seattle and Vancouver, it takes about 6 months before we'll know the team name and get a little better sense of who will be playing here. So look out about a year or so away. But next fall, we'll see women's hockey in San Jose.
All right. Very exciting. Professional Women's Hockey League coming to San Jose. Mike DeWald, thank you. We will look forward to that.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.